Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Respected brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who through His infinite mercy, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, has blessed us with another month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, it is a great ni'mah and bounty upon us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this opportunity to witness this beautiful month. So immediately we take the opportunity to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our ibadah, Allah wipe away all our sins, and Allah make this Ramadan the best Ramadan of our life, where at the end of it, inshallah, we will get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will become the servants that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be, inshallah. Ameen. So inshallah, tonight and every night going forward, this time slot, inshallah, will be used on the commentary of the ayats that will be recited in that para on that night, inshallah. So tonight we start off with Surah Al-Baqarah. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates, and he says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said that everything has a pinnacle, and the pinnacle of the Quran is Surah Al-Baqarah. It contains a verse that is the leader of all verses, and that is the verse of Ayatul Kursi. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further elaborates and says, Shaitan flees from the home in which Surah Al-Baqarah is recited. Shaitan flees from that home in which Surah Al-Baqarah is recited. Many a times we're looking for ta'weez, we're looking for, incantations, etc. We're looking for people to help us to get rid of what we would call jinn, effects of jinn in our home. The Quran is the ultimate answer, and none other than Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is verifying it, that if you ever want to get rid of any shaitan in the home, then recite Surah Baqarah in your home. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand. One of the verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts off with is the famous verse of Alif Lam Mim. Now these verses and many more that come in the Quran are known as Hurufi Muqatta'at. However, commentators mention and they say the meanings of Hurufi Muqatta'at, this Alif Lam Mim, Kaf Haya, Ain Sad, etc. and so many more, these meanings are something that only Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know. Other commentators are of the opinion that it's only in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, I just want to share with you, some commentators mention and they say, in the letters of Alif Lam Mim, the Alif stands for Allah. The Lam stands for the quality of Allah, which means Latif, or the one who has grace. And the Mim stands for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They then draw or come to this deduction that Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal has been so merciful and Latif upon us, showing us His grace by granting us Quran, and granting us none other than the best of all prophets, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the month of Ramadan is there for the Quran. Use it so you can get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like I always say, if you want Allah to talk to you, or you want to know what Allah is telling you, read Quran. And if you want to talk to Allah, read Salah. This is something that we must imbue within us. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about guidance, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, guidance for the Allah fearing. Hudallil muttaqeen. However, today it has become lamentable that we choose how we want to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've gone to that level now where we choose how we want to fear Allah. We'll fear Allah in our salah, but we won't fear Allah in our business. We'll fear Allah in our fasting, but we won't fear Allah when it comes to our interpersonal relationship with others. So in this month, my respected elders and brothers, we need to understand that we have to bring within us the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be something that covers every aspect of our life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the qualities of the muttaqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are those who believe in the unseen. So belief in the unseen is a core principle of our iman. No matter what type of proof they may seemingly be out there, at the end of the day, a believer must have such strong faith that no amount of proof can shake him or wave him in any way where he will disassociate from believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And part and parcel is to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amantu billah kama huwa. We believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He is. How He looks, we'll never know. Inshallah, on the day of Qiyamah, when we're in Jannah, then we'll see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But up until that time, we believe in Allah as He is. So belief in the unseen is a core principle of our faith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, another quality of the muttaqeen are those who establish their salah. Now it's not just about reading salah, but performing salah in the correct manner. That means all the duties in that salah, your ruku, your sajda, your tasbih, your attahiyat, everything must be done properly. the month of Ramadan, we have the extra salah of Taraweeh. Use this opportunity to, sharpen your skill in your salah, where you can read salah holistically and correctly. Thereafter, another quality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these are also those people who spend from what they have been given by Allah. A very important verse, yunfiqoon, we have given them that wealth. Remember, every single cent that you attained came only through the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, you chose to earn that income through haram ways, then it is your responsibility. But at the end of the day, every single thing that we have comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So keep that in mind, inshallah. Another quality is that we believe in the previously revealed scriptures. It is part and parcel of our iman to believe in all the Anbiya alayhi salam together with the books that they have brought. However, the Quran nullifies every other kitab, for the laws of the Quran are final. And I must make mention that the books of the previous Anbiya alayhi salam refer to the books that have come to them in their original form. Which means the books that we have today, unfortunately, have been adulterated, have been diluted. Hence, we cannot accept them. So we believe in all the books in their original form, but the belief in the Quran nullifies all the other books, as the laws of the Quran are final. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also speaks another quality of those who are convinced in the hereafter. They believe a time will come when we'll have to stand in the court of Allah and we will have to atone for our sins. The month of Ramadan is there, my respected elders and brothers. Let us use it correctly so that the day when it comes to stand in front of Allah, everything will be fine. So we'll go into Jannah, inshallah. So these verses alone, we see the unfolding of three important constituents of Iman. Firstly, belief in Allah. Secondly, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, life after death, and the physical aspect of worship, which is salah, salah and sawm, and the financial aspect, which is zakat. So my respected brothers, this month of Ramadan is where we rebuild all these acts of ibadah. You know, over the last year, we have been suffering with what is known as a spiritual drought. So alhamdulillah, the oasis of Ramadan has come upon us. Let us take as much as we can and use every moment to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand. My respected brothers, just a few announcements before I conclude. First and foremost, let us be mindful of our parking. Remember, if you're going to be the last musalli to come in and you are blocking the driveway, then you need to be the first musalli out. So move your car, you can come back and read your sunnah, but please keep this in mind. Also the usage of the shoe rack and the shoes, etc. Be mindful, do not cause taklif to anyone else. And most importantly, alhamdulillah, we have our honored huffaz who will be leading us in salah. Let us not create any noise or talk aloud, etc., that will cause a disturbance to them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. And the last note that I want to mention to you is, please take note of our salah time changes. They have been placed on the board over there. Our fajr and our isha will change over a 10-day cycle. And our asr, inshallah, will change over a 15-day cycle. So please take time to read the times in there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a good Ramadan, inshallah. Jazakallah.